Today's reading is taken from John 13, verses 31 to 35. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You would look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I'm going, you cannot come. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, thank you so much for having my family here to celebrate with you this morning. It's a real pleasure to be able to come and worship with you. So every Christian Aid Week, people across Britain and Ireland step out in love for our global neighbours. And in this Silver Eco Church award-winning parish, we are no exception. Why do we do this? It's a joyful celebration of our determination to change the world through our gifts, prayers, and actions. And for many, it's a significant part of how they follow Jesus' new commandment to love one another, and perhaps how they show our broader communities that we are truly his disciples. This week, we've been fundraising, praying, and giving our time to stand by our neighbours in Zimbabwe. In rural Zimbabwe, 7 out of 10 women rely on farming to earn a living and provide for their families. But Zimbabwe is also the second worst country in the world for levels of drought, with erratic and unreliable rainfall leading to hardship and hunger. With no rain, women can't grow enough food. Mums struggle to provide for their children. Women are hungrier and often skip meals so their children can share what food they have. As the climate crisis rages on, vulnerable communities in Zimbabwe face the threat of more intense droughts, floods, and storms. These climate shocks will cause more women to lose their livelihoods, damage their crops, and push their families into unbearable hunger. The family who you can see on the Christian Aid envelopes this year, and also in the slide, which hopefully should pop up soon. There we go. They are headed by Jessica Mwedzi. Now, Jessica is 36, and she was married to Fanuel, who sadly passed away only 2 months ago. Jessica has 4 girls and 2 boys, the youngest of whom is little Gideon, who is just 6 months old. I wish that I could zoom in on his little face because he is one of the cutest babies I've ever seen. And in this picture, he's wearing a little bunny hat. And I assure you, even if he wasn't wearing a cute bunny hat, he would still be given even my nephew, who is the cutest baby in the world, a real run for his money. So Jessica also takes care of her elderly father-in-law, who has chronic illnesses, and her brother-in-law, who is also very sick. She is a hard-working and compassionate woman, full of selfless love for her family. But she is dependent on making a living from smallholder farming, and Zimbabwe's rising temperatures and drought means every day is a struggle for survival. Affected by the unpredictable weather, several of Jessica's harvests have failed. And when the crops fail, Jessica asks her friends and neighbours to help. In times of drought, she and her family often have to share 1 bowl of maize porridge a day. This is heartbreaking for her. She says, "My children crave a good meal, but I can't provide it. We often go to bed on an empty stomach. It pains me to send them to bed hungry." Jessica won't give up, though. She works hard to get what she can from her farm. Despite putting in the effort, this doesn't always bear fruit. She says, "One year we had no rain. The scorching sun burnt my crops just as they were about to bloom. It was so painful and disheartening." She says, "Women are at the mercy of climate change and hunger." Jessica is hungry. Hungry for a good meal, hungry to earn a decent living, hungry to provide a more hopeful future for her family. Through our resilience building program, Christian Aid's partners are there to help Jessica work towards that future. Through them, she has recently received training in how to grow crops in drier, hotter conditions and support to start a savings club to pay for fertilizers, tools, and more. But now, the rest of the world is weighing in. Due to the conflict in Ukraine, these fertilizers are becoming increasingly more expensive for our partners to supply. Both Russia and Ukraine are major producers of agricultural inputs, and the cost of fertilizer has soared to over £1,000 a ton since hostilities began. Ukraine also produces 12% of the world's wheat crop and much of the cooking oil used in states like Zimbabwe. Eventually, these increased costs will lead to higher food prices, and although the UK is already experiencing a spike in the cost of living, imagine how much harder this will impact on those already living below the poverty line, especially if the cost of growing their own food becomes prohibitively expensive. This is why the efforts that you've made this Christian Aid Week have been even more important. The knock-on effects of the conflict will hit hard in those poorest countries who are already suffering from climate change, like Zimbabwe, or hunger crises caused by conflict, like Afghanistan. And they will desperately need our help through the expertise of our partners and your generosity. In the months to come, the volunteering and donations you have made will help Jessica turn seeds into fresh food to sell and feed her family. She'll have the satisfaction of seeing her children enjoy full meals, and she'll know she's not alone because she'll feel the warmth and kindness of neighbours like you. Jessica is anything but helpless. Her love for her family gives her courage to stand strong against the threat of drought. "My children give me the power to go ahead," she says. "I pray they have a better future." Someone who has already begun to move into that better future is Janet Zarugo. Janet is 70 years old, and in this next picture, you'll see one of the things that makes her happiest, which is watching her grandchildren's faces light up as she hugs them tight. So this is her with her great-grandson, Mufaro, who is 4 years old. In her village, Janet has seen how drought has pushed her family into desperate hunger. "One year there was so little food. Rains had not fallen. We ate things which we wouldn't eat in normal times." Now, what Janet means by that is one of the strategies that Christian Aid often sees in families where crops have failed, which is the plucking and boiling of leaves from trees. They're not usually edible, but boiling them reduces their toxicity and gives people at least the sensation of having a fuller stomach. So the use of tree roots, plant roots, and leaves that are not normally edible is what Janet means by that. She says, "I made porridge and gave it to the children, then removed a small portion and put it down for our dogs. The children picked up the dog's share because they weren't full. When I saw this, I knew the situation had become unbearable." With faith, hope, and love, Janet brought her family through this painful time and has since been helped by Christian Aid. Here you can see her in her garden. She describes how she has been trained in conservation agriculture, especially the planting of small grains she says. We have learned how to make and use compost and manure for our farms. We now realise that despite little rainfall, we can still harvest good crops. Thanks to the actions of churches like yours, Janet survived. She turned the drought-resistant seeds she was given into a garden of plenty. And you can see how her farm is bursting with life. In the next picture, she proudly shows us the food that she has grown. Bowls full of groundnuts, wild fruit, golden corn, a rainbow of colour. Now she is strong and resilient. She has built a storeroom to keep her harvest safe and secure, to help her bounce back in future droughts. She knows when changes are coming and can adapt before crisis hits. She will be making plans right now to weather the price increases on the horizon. My life is changing, she says. This project is uplifting us. We are thankful. Now, despite the uncertain future and the heartbreaking hunger that is a part of her recent memory, Janet still makes sure that she shares her surplus food with her neighbours. She's a survivor, a true embodiment of Jesus' new commandment. The love and support she gives her neighbours is sacrificial, with no expectation of reciprocation, and in spite of her own personal needs. How can we model Janet's loving generosity in our own lives? Well, this past week, we've put the words of Jesus into our hands and feet. The actions of people here in Hedge End, fundraising diligently amongst our communities, giving prayerfully and sacrificially, speaking out in witness to injustice overseas, and praying for a fairer world that more closely reflects the kingdom of God. Overseas, our efforts, coupled and magnified with the bravery and steadfast service of women like Jessica and Janet. This partnership, an exercise of our Christian belief that all are equal in the eyes of God, working together in Christian love and faith. It's time for us to join Janet in committing to care for our global community, despite the fear and disruption that face us. I invite you today to love as Jesus loved and commit to doing as much as you can in service of the people that need us the most. If Janet can do this, we can too.